The room that was used for admitting sick and injured Austro-Hungarian soldiers is today filled with colorful invertebrates. In this room, you can see sedentary invertebrates such as sponges and cnidarians, organisms that belong to the filter feeders, i.e., those that feed by collecting suspended organic particles from the surrounding water. In addition to sedentary invertebrates, there are also mobile ones, such as crabs, starfish, and sea urchins. Of the three pools in the room, the right one is adorned with dense clumps of snakelocks anemone that shelter gobies, inhabitants immune to the poison of these cnidarians. The central pool is home to mysids, small crustaceans that stay in large groups and are present almost everywhere in the world. They are a hugely important link in the food chain of every community. This is because small fish, as well as many invertebrates, feed on them. Here you can also see the Mediterranean Antidonidae, the oldest echinoderm of the Adriatic, and at the same time an endemic species of the Mediterranean Sea. It is a crinoid which can swim freely, unlike most crinoids that are permanently attached to the substrate. The pool on the left is inhabited by small European Scyllarus arctus and shamefaced crabs with large, freckled shells. These sluggish animals spend most of their days buried in the sand, but if they feel threatened, they move quickly.